From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming voanews.id.
Listener, how are you today? It is nice to meet you again with me, Putri, to accompany you in 60 minutes ahead. In today's edition, we would like to present some information, started from news, commentary, and so forth. Also, we will play some songs. Well, listener, I'll begin with news. Stay with us, Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world, at frequency 3325 kHz, 4750 kHz, and www.voinews.id.
Here is the news first, the headlines. President Jokowi and First Lady Iryana performs Idul Fitri prayer at the Agung Building, Yogyakarta. Speaker of the Indonesian House of Representatives, Puan Maharani, reminded the public to remain vigilant about the spread of COVID-19. I'm Nuka Kusumawati. Now the news in details. Let's begin with the national news. President Joko Widodo and the First Lady Iryana Widodo performed the Idul Fitri prayer 1433 Hijriah in the courtyard of the Agung Building Yogyakarta Presidential Palace on Monday. According to an official statement from the Press Bureau of the Presidential Secretariat Monday, the Idul Fitri prayer was held in a limited manner and was attended by the presidential apparatus, the presidential security forces, and the families of Yogyakarta Palace employees. Head of the Regional Office of the Ministry of Religion, DI Yogyakarta, Masmin Afif, acted as imam or prayer leader as well as preacher in the Idul Fitri prayer. After the prayer, Masmin Afif delivered a sermon with the theme Social Solidarity in a Time of Pandemic. Speaker of the Indonesian House of Representatives, DPR RI, Puan Maharani, reminded the public to remain vigilant about the spread of COVID-19 virus when celebrating Idul Fitri 2022 or Idul Fitri 1443 Hijriah. Puan, in a short video shared on her personal Instagram account, Puan Maharani in Jakarta, on Monday reminded travelers to always maintain security during the Lebaran 2022 homecoming momentum. Furthermore, Puan views on this Idul Fitri 1443 Hijriah, Indonesian Muslims can step up as nation full of blessings and never give up. The Minister of Public Works and Public Housing, PUPR, remains optimistic that implementation of the 1 million houses program would increase after Idul Fitri 1443 Hijriah. Director General of Housing at the Ministry, Iwan Suprianto, noted in a written statement on Monday that the increasing demand for livable housing and government policies to encourage the economy in various industrial sectors, the people's purchasing power for property in Indonesia is expected to increase. The Ministry is upbeat about the optimal implementation of the 1 million houses program, since housing is still a basic necessity that community must fulfill. Let's move on to international news. Muslims in Singapore will celebrate Hari Raya Puasa on Tuesday, with Ramadan this year lasting for 30 days. This was announced by the Mufti of Singapore in a statement released early Monday morning. The crescent moon for the Islamic month of Shawwal was not visible in Singapore at sunset on the 29th day of the Islamic month of Ramadan. For confirmation, the office of the Mufti, together with the experts, attempted to conduct a physical sighting of the crescent moon. The European Union will propose a phase-out ban on Russian oil imports as part of a fresh round of sanctions against Russia for its invasion of Ukraine, sources said on Sunday. The European Commission, which draws up a sanction for the bloc, is currently preparing a text that could be put to the 27 member states as early as Wednesday, diplomats said. U.S. First Lady Jill Biden will visit Romania and Slovakia this week to meet with displaced Ukrainian parents and children, aid workers, U.S. service members, and embassy personnel. her office said on Monday. Romania and Slovakia have taken in hundreds of thousands of Ukrainian refugees fleeing the Russian invasion of their country. Qantas announced on Monday it will launch the world's longest non-stop commercial flights, with passengers set to spend 19 hours in the air traveling from Sydney to London by the end of 2025. After 5 years of planning, the airline said it was ordering 12 Airbus A350-1000 aircraft to operate the project's sunrise flights to cities including London and New York. Listener, now let's move on to Diplomatic Corner. On Ministry of Maritime Affairs and Fisheries intensifies promotion of fishery export products to European market.
Today's Diplomatic Corner highlights: Ministry of Maritime Affairs and Fisheries intensifies promotion of fishery export products to European market. The Ministry of Maritime Affairs and Fisheries participated in the Seafood Expo Global, or SEG, in Barcelona, Spain, from April 26 to 28. The Director General for the Strengthening the Competitiveness of Marine and Fishery Products of the Ministry, Artati Wirdianti, in a written statement in Jakarta on Friday, said his site brought as many as 6 exporters of fishery products to participate in the SEG in Barcelona, Spain. The commodities offered are tuna, snapper, grouper, shrimp, squid, octopus, and canfish. Artati also ensured that a number of activities were carried out in the event that took place in Barcelona, including business meetings, cooking demonstrations, marketing promotion of Indonesian seafood in print and digital media. These activities were meant to intensify the promotion of Indonesian fishery products so that more and more national fishery products could enter the European market. These activities are expected to attract new buyers in the European market and beyond, who were also present at the exhibition, which was the first time held in Barcelona. From the promotional activity, Indonesia is targeting an export transaction value worth $100 million. Meanwhile, the Director of Marketing of the Ministry, Erwin Viana, ensured that he would bring together European buyers, investors, and retailers supported by the Indonesian Embassy in Madrid and the Indonesian Trade Promotion Center in Barcelona. Previously, Minister of Maritime Affairs and Fisheries Sakti Wahyutrenggono asked his staff to keep proving instructions related to production until the processing to meet global standards, thereby Indonesian fishery export to global markets, especially the United States, Japan, China, and Europe, will continue to increase. That's Diplomatic Corners.
Well, listener, that was the news. I'm Nuka Kusumawati, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Assalamualaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh. I, Eddie Ivan, the Director of West of Indonesia, would like to say Happy Eid Mubarak to our listeners all over the world. May these special days bring peace, happiness, and open all the doors of success now and always for us. And let this holy occasion be a remarkable milestone for Voice of Indonesia and our listeners to be closer in the future. Happy Eid Mubarak. Minal aidin wal faizin. Wassalamualaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh.
We started in history with the event on May 2nd about National Education Day in Indonesia. National Education Day is commemorated every May 2nd, coinciding with the birthday of Ki Hajar Dewantara, a national hero who is respected as the father of national education in Indonesia. He is the founder of the Taman Siswa Educational Institution, a school for indigenous people who could not access education as well as the nobility and the Dutch people. Let's move on to the event on May 2, 1964, when Cut Nyak Dien was determined as Indonesian national heroine. Cut Nyak Dien is an Achenese woman who fought against the Dutch colonialists during the Aceh War. In her old age, she was captured by the Dutch and exiled to Sumedang, West Java. She passed away there on November 6, 1908. On May 2, 1964, the Indonesian government determined Cut Nyak Dien as a national heroine of Indonesia based on Presidential Decree No. 106 of 1964. We end today in history with the event on May 2, 1994, when Nelson Mandela won general election of South Africa. Nelson Mandela is a black South African politician. Since being a student, Mandela has become an activist against the politics of color difference or apartheid in South Africa. Due to his activities in 1962, Mandela was arrested and accused of committing sabotage and conspiring to overthrow the government. He was sentenced to life imprisonment in the Rivonia Court. However, due to international pressures, Nelson Mandela was released in 1990. After the abolitions of apartheid politics, South Africa held multi-party and multiracial elections, which were joined by Nelson Mandela's African ANC Congress Party. On May 2, 1994, Nelson Mandela won the historic election, and he became South Africa's first black president.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chokuyou shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai wo fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Waqaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmi.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Forgo the getting over bragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19-Virus
du richtiges Tragen von Maske. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Listener Voice of Indonesia, the next segment that will present is My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Today's My Indonesian is entitled President Joko Widodo and Prime Minister from Japan Kishida Fumio discuss economic cooperation. President Joko Widodo asked the Japanese government to open the wide market access for Indonesian agricultural and fishery products, Higon Fiit, when receiving Japanese Prime Minister Kishida Fumio and his delegation at the Presidential Palace in Jakarta on Friday, April 29, 2022. President Joko Widodo, in a joint press conference with Prime Minister Kishida after the meeting, said that Indonesia and Japan agree to intensify the negotiation process of the Indonesia-Japan Economic Partnership Agreement, or IJEPA, and reduce trade barriers to make it more profitable for both countries. In addition to discussing trade cooperation, the Indonesia-Japan meeting also discussed cooperation in the investment sector. President Joko Widodo welcomed Japanese automotive companies such as Toyota and Mitsubishi that are committed to making Indonesia a hub of automotive industry in the Southeast Asia region. However, the president hopes that there will be additional new Japanese investment in other fields, especially energy, cement industry, agricultural technology, and health, so as to make Indonesia an important part in the global supply chain industry from Japan. The Antara News Agency reported that Japan is Indonesia's third largest export destination and the fifth largest investor in Indonesia. Japan is also active in infrastructure development cooperation, such as the Integrated Moda Raya or MRT Jakarta and Patimban Port in Subang, West Java. According to the data from the Ministry of Trade, the value of Indonesia's non-oil and gas export to Japan amount to more than $5.07 billion in the first quarter of 2022, while Indonesia's import from Japan in the first quarter of 2022 reached more than $4 billion. Meanwhile, the Central Statistics Agency recorded that the realization of investment from Japan in Indonesia in 2021 reached more than $2 billion. That's My Indonesia.
Cerita cinta. melihat cerita kita.
RRI was office Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world in Jakarta. Listener now will present Indonesian wonder about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people.
Welcome back, listener, to Indonesian Wonder from Voice of Indonesia. Today, we take you to Gumanano. Gumanano is a village in Mawasangka district which has a very beautiful beach, namely Mutiara Beach. This village, if we leave from the seaport of Wamengkoli, Buton, is about 84 kilometers. To go to Mutiara Beach, you have to go to Gumanano village. This village is very remote so that it is not easy to get there. The journey can be started from downtown Labungkari, the capital of Central Buton Regency. Central Buton Regency can be accessed from Bau Bau City by ferry. This city can be accessed by air from Jakarta to Kendari for 3 hours. Then, go to Bau Bau by express boat for 5 hours. Arriving at Mutiara Beach, you will be greeted by beautiful beach. Fine white sand stretches along the beach. Mutiara Beach will be more beautiful if the water is receding, because the white sand will be more widely visible with the blue and clear seawater. No wonder if this beach is the prima donna of Central Buton tourism. Many tourists who come here capture the beauty of Mutiara Beach with their cameras and enjoy the clarity of the seawater by swimming. In addition to swimming, visitors who like fishing can channel their hobbies because there are many types of fish in this ocean. In addition to traveling on Mutiara Beach, visitors can also enjoy other tourist attractions in Gumanano village. In this village, there is also a fort from the Sultanate of Buton, namely Lasayi Dewa Fort. This fort has 7 lawa, which means 7 doors. You can also take a bath in Gumanano Baths. The water feels fresh, even though it's a little brackish. Well, listener, that was Indonesian Wonder from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program.
I could be home by now, packing myself all ready to go. I could be chillin' by now, keeping it low-key, never could show. Never would've thought somehow, you could keep me waiting, never going home. Never would've known somehow, you could make me love and wanna see how this goes. Cause all I wanna do is stay with you, dropping out the blue, all I see is you. All I wanna do is stay with you, acting like a fool, all I need is you. filling out like I'm 18. Looking back to the days when you miss it up. Always feeling left alone. Thought you could fit in on my soul. Running down through the daydream. Couldn't stop thinking about how you miss it up. I don't wanna be alone. Hit me anytime up on my phone. Da-da-dum, da-da-dum, da-da-dum. Ooh. And I could be home by now. Talking myself, no one in a cold. And I could be chilling by now. Feet up, crossed legs, laying on the floor. But stop, let me get a look at you. You're so cute, got me loving you. Let me get a hold of you. Oh shit, got me thinking you. All I wanna do is stay with you. Dropping out the blue, all I see is you. All I wanna do to stay with you. Acting like a fool, all I need is you. Feeling out like I'm 18. Looking back to the days when you're missing. Always feeling left alone. Thought you could fit in on my soul. Running down through the daydream. Couldn't stop thinking about how you're missing. I don't wanna be alone. Hit me anytime up on my phone. I am hoping for you, my lover. I've been searching for this to cover. All anxiety, no more love to me. You changed how I see. We are meant to be. Feeling out like I'm 18. Looking back to the days when you're missing. Always been left alone. Thought you could fit in on my soul. Running down through the daydream. Couldn't stop thinking about how you're missing. I don't wanna be alone. Hit me anytime up on my phone. Feeling out like I'm 18. Looking back to the days when you're missing. Always been left alone.
Penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chakuyou shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai o fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Wa qaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi syaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmini.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus, cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Forcom, the getting over bragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Masken. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Well, listener, the next segment is Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. In this program, we'll introduce you to some Indonesian vocabularies and expressions, and we invite you to speak in Indonesian. This program is a cooperation program between the Voice of Indonesia and the Department of Language Development and Language Education of the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture.
This is Voice of Indonesia with Let's Speak Indonesian, a program that introduces the Indonesian vocabulary and guides you to speak in the language. Mari Berbahasa Indonesia, or Let's Speak Indonesian, is a joint initiative of Voice of Indonesia and the Language Development Agency of the Indonesian Ministry of Education, Culture, Research, and Technology. Today's topic is about arrive at the airport, so stay tuned. Here is the conversation entitled Saya Datang Sendiri, Saya Datang Sendiri, which means I come alone. The conversation happens between Dev Singh and immigration officer at the airport. Let's listen to the conversation.
Anda datang sendiri?
Iya, saya datang sendiri.
After listening to the conversation, now I'm going to introduce some vocabulary and expressions related to the topic of today. I'm going to say each word 2 times and you can repeat after me. Saya. Saya, which means I. Datang sendiri, which means come alone. Saya datang sendiri, which means I come alone. Kapan, kapan, which means when. Kapan kamu akan pulang, which means when will you go home. Bulan depan, which means next month. Aku akan pulang bulan depan. Aku akan pulang bulan depan, which means I'll go home next month. Besides saya, saya, which means I, aku can also be used as the first subject pronoun. Aku, which also means I, is usually used in a more intimate situation. Let's listen to the other examples of using the first subject pronoun. And now let's listen an example of sentence to tell about destination. Kapan kamu akan pulang? Kapan kamu akan pulang, which means when will you go home? Aku akan pulang bulan depan, which means I'll go home next month. In the conversation between the immigration officer and Dev, there is the second subject pronoun, which is Anda. Anda, which means you. The word Anda is used to greet someone whom you talk to, but in the formal context. Before we end today's Let's Speak Indonesian, let's listen to the conversation once more.
Anda datang sendiri?
Iya, saya datang sendiri.
Well, listener, that was Let's Speak Indonesian for today. Hopefully, this edition can be useful for those of you who want to know more about Indonesian language. I'm Rahma. Sampai jumpa.
Kesapa dirimu, oh merinding buluku, oh jadi gugup aku saat bersamamu, saat kau senyum padaku. Mungkin inilah rasanya, rasa suka pada dirinya sejak Facebookmu apa, nomormu berapa. Mungkin inilah rasanya cinta pada pandang pertama. Senyuman manismu itu buat aku dan hidup bau.
Virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chakuyou shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai wo防ぎましょう. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Wa qaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmi.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Voorkom de ketting overbrenging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19-Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Maske. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
You are still tuned to the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency 3325 kHz for Asian regions, 4750 kHz for European regions, and www.voinews.id. Listener, the next segment is Music Corner, about music information in Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hello VOI listener, today's Music Corner presents you a keroncong song entitled Purbakala by Mini Satria. The song tells about the meaning of keroncong music in the past or the beginning of the emergence of keroncong music. Overall, the song is entertainment for the listeners. The lyrics, "Inilah lagu keroncong asli, irama melodi yang merdu sekali," show that this is the original keroncong song. The rhythm and melody of the keroncong song are very melodious. A melody is said to be melodious if the song is pleasant to hear, melodic, and harmonious. Then there are also lyrics, "Pengharapanku, janganlah kamu merasakan jemu." The singer hopes that this song can relieve boredom. The creator of this song, Bini, expresses his love for keroncong music to this song and hopes that keroncong music can be enjoyed to the heart of the listeners so that it can create a sense of comfort and calm. Well, listener, here is Mini Satria with the keroncong song entitled Purbakala.
You are still listening to Voice of Indonesia, COVID-19 Disaster Response Radio. From
tell me how to make you stay, and you're always going to be the one for me. The will be fine today. Have a drink for the all-time perfect time to say you are my happiness. Times when the train's just a thing kept me sane. It's too much for a little time of fame. But you saved the day. Yes, you saved the day.
Voice of Indonesia COVID-19 Disaster Response Radio.
Harib COVID-19 bibaqaikum fil manazil.
Zusammen gegen Corona, wir bleiben zu Hause.
Stay at home, stay healthy, and together we can fight the coronavirus.
Bleib thuis. Was je handen met zeep, draag je masker als je naar buiten gaat, neem de vitamine en zorg je gezondheid. Samen bestrijden we de coronavirus.
From Indonesia to the
listener, it is time for me to sign off now. Keep listening to our program at www.voinews.id or shortwave frequency 3325 kHz for Asian regions or 4750 kHz for European regions. Don't forget to check out our Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, Twitter at VOI Indonesia, and Instagram voice.of.indonesia. Also, send your reception report to voi@voinews.id. I'm Putri Safirin Adalah. See you on the next English program.